George Santayana said, advertising is the modern substitute for argument. Its function is to make the worse appear the better. Commentator Paul Davidson said advertising itself has changed for the worse.
Someone, somewhere, has taken our jingles. We were a country once filled with happily humming individuals, singing the praises of shampoo and soda pop and automobiles and paper towels that hold their weight in water. There once were happier, jinglier times, when a man could look longingly into his sweetheart's eyes and tell her that his baloney had a first name and that it was O-S-C-A-R. And of course, when she retorted that famous baloney's last name, well, their future was set in stone. Finesse Shampoo revealed quite confidently that sometimes we needed a little finesse. And let's face it, sometimes some people needed a lot. From catching that Pepsi feeling to playing with a spring, a marvelous thing, everyone knows it's slinky. There was creativity, originality, and unadulterated silliness in commercials. Lately, all we're getting is over-polished, well-marketed, completely boring dreck. And when the creative thoughts become extremely dry, advertisers do something that nails shut the jingle's coffin. License popular songs. Who can forget such sellout goodness like the menagerie of car commercials set to some of The Who's famous songs? Bare Naked Ladies sold their song 1 week and turned it into a string of one-note automobile ads. From cars to cleaning supplies to prescription drugs that make you more sociable, songs are being licensed everywhere. And when the current list of breathing musical acts has run dry, why not dig up some dead ones like the Volkswagen commercial that highlights Nick Drake's Pink Moon? I bet he's turning over in his grave, knowing now how big a success he could have been if he'd only sold out to Betty Crocker or Fruit of the Loom. But why has corporate America turned up their noses at the jingle's potential life-affirming effects? Advertisers fear the jingle. I think they fear getting it wrong. Like a pock-faced freshman on their first day of high school, they're simply afraid of not being cool. Because when a multi-billion-dollar company has to spend millions on a Super Bowl ad or a must-see TV interstitial, the potential geekiness of rhyming lyrics, primary colored graphics, and happy-go-lucky tunes pales in comparison to a well-known track by Dirty Vegas or the Rolling Stones. And I think that's why the advertisers woke up one day and said to their fellow advertising executives, fire the jinglers and get some of those guys in licensing to take their places. Companies are still creating cool products, from mints in the form of paper-thin opaque strips, to tuna and mayonnaise in a hermetically sealed, it can survive a nuclear winter, fresh bag. So if the creative minds are coming up with such cool products, wouldn't it seem realistic that cool jingles would follow? Isn't there someone out there locked in a room without windows, being forced to come up with taglines and announcer's copy, who's up to the task? Can't we count on them to dig deep and take a stand with ultra-fun sing-songy jingles for all to memorize? In the end, it really comes down to one thing, and one thing only. Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Paul Davidson is the author of the book Consumer Joe.